This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You also said that you actually were opposed to deleting the New York Post story. Who advocated for the removal of the New York Post story?
The company's decision to treat it as a violation.
Mr. Roth, who at the company actually went over your recommendation? Because you're pretty high up. Who overrode you?
The decision was communicated to me by my direct supervisor.
Who is that person?
Her name was Del Harvey. She was the vice president of trust and safety at the time.
All right. Thank you so much. Ms. Gaddy, real quick, you said to the chairman earlier, and I want to paraphrase what I heard earlier, is that Twitter had no contact with anybody from the Biden team. Is that correct to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge.
Put that up for me. Okay. Over my right shoulder, we have an email. Reference, this is Saturday, October 24th, 5:39 p.m., referencing five different tweets with a Twitter email chain. Under the line, it's more to review from the Biden team. Does anybody have a comment on how much interaction was happening with the Biden team at Twitter with respect to tweets that they wanted Twitter to review? Ms. Gaddy, Mr. Roth?
I'm not familiar with this email.
So you're not familiar with this email, Mr. Roth? Are you familiar with this email?
Only from what's been reported in the Twitter files.
Did you ever have contact with anybody from the Biden team?
No, sir, I did not. We explicitly separated the teams that would interact with campaigns from teams like mine that were responsible for content moderation.
How big was the organization in Twitter that was actually working with campaigns?
I couldn't say for sure.
Did you ever have any contact with the DNC?
Directly? No, I did not.
Did anybody at Twitter have any contact with anybody at the DNC?
I think it's likely that somebody at Twitter did, yes.
In these emails, it's listed these are tweets that need to be flagged from the Biden team. That's what's in the files. You have no idea how many people actually engaged with the Twitter team or how frequently that engagement happened.
No, and again, that was by design. We kept those functions separate from content moderation so that we could impartially assess reports like this.
Do you know how many tweets were actually flagged and taken down at the behest of the Biden team?
I wouldn't agree with the characterization of it as being at the behest of them. These tweets were reported, and Twitter independently evaluated them under its rules.
But the email is very clear. More to review from Biden team. The response 3 hours later at the bottom, hold this up real quick so you can see. The request at the bottom, it says, handled these. What does handled these mean?
My understanding is that these tweets contained non-consensual nude photos of Hunter Biden. And they were removed by the company under...
Hold on, real quick, Mr. Roth, how could you know so much about the content of these tweets? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, these are just web addresses. I don't know what's in these tweets. You have these things committed to memory that you know the content, but you don't know who you talk to at the Biden team?
Sir, I didn't meet with the Biden team, but there was extensive public reporting about these tweets specifically that uncovered what they were.
You know the contents of the tweets. It was obviously at Twitter. But you have no idea how often people who worked in your organization had with the Biden team during the end of the 2020 president.
Saying Hillary won, but in 2020, no one could question elections saying Trump won. You abuse the power of a large corporation, big tech, to censor Americans. And you want to know something? Guess what? I'm so glad that you're censored down. I'm so glad you've lost your jobs. Thank God Elon Musk bought Twitter. And you know what? Let's talk about something a little bit further. It's amazing to me, Mr. Roth, as the head and trust of safety at Twitter, your ability, or should I say inability, to remove child porn. Now, here's something that disgusts me about you. In your doctoral dissertation entitled Gay Data, you argued that minors should have access to Grindr, an adult male gay hookup app. Minors? Really? You know, Elon Musk took over Twitter and he banned 44,000 accounts that were promoting child porn. You permanently banned my Twitter account, but you allowed child porn all over Twitter.
Yep.
Twitter has become a platform.
You all right, Josh Alexander arrested in Canada for not worshiping transgender.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, he joins us to lay out what really happened. Josh Alexander, 16-year-old Catholic high school student from Canada, who was arrested on February 6th after being suspended for protesting his transgender people's use of bathrooms and saying there are only two genders. And now he's appealing to Ontario's Human Rights Tribunal. Here's a clip of folks that have also been arrested responding to it. Then the video of him being arrested. Here it is.
Yellow police buggy just balanced itself. I don't know.
You know, hit pause here. Hit pause here, and then we'll play the Toronto Sun piece, and then go to our guest, the victim of this. You got the LGBTP cult out there wanting access to children, the bathrooms, the girls' showers, men having access to that. But the left says a guy, an adult, shouldn't ask a woman out for a date at the mall. That's rape. That's Gillette runs ads. You see all the ads, the corporate media. Oh, men and women, men whistling at girls. That's rape. Men asking girls out. That's horrible. That's misogyny. But this going on in the schools, all the world, corporate finance, that's good. If you're a radio listener, you can't see the image of the police arresting him for simply criticizing this publicly for his speech. Where is the speech? Well, it's a protected group with the left cheering as he's arrested. Let's play the video of the arrest one more time. And then they turn the camera around to Rebel News, and you see the organization that wants to have sexual discussions with your children cheering in the background. The tyranny isn't coming. It's here. They're trying to pass laws like this here in the U.S. They're having to pass laws to counter laws to do it. Tennessee is set to pass a law that restricts drag shows. Montana bill would let students misgender classmates because they want to arrest students in Montana. If somebody says, I'm a girl, but they're really a boy, you should be able to call them Batman. You should be able to call them a donut. You should be able to call them whatever you want. It's free speech. But they've got to pass laws saying you don't bring little kids to naked sex shows. Or kids are allowed if somebody wants to be misgendered or is misgendered. I mean, this is such an assault. Josh Alexander joins us, 16-year-old Catholic high school student from Canada who was arrested Monday, February 6th. I'm reportedly twice. He can confirm that after being suspended for protesting his transgender people's use of bathrooms and saying there's only two genders. The high school junior tweeted that Ontario police arrested him and charged him after he attempted to attend a class in violation of an exclusion order following his suspension earlier the school year. Josh, a born-again Christian, was hit with a suspension for allegedly organizing protests at a school against biological males and girls' bathrooms and arguing in class that God created two unchangeable genders. Sir, we salute you. We support you. We thank you. You are the Rosa Parks of the 21st century. I'm going to try to shut up, give you the floor to describe what happened, what you're witnessing, and where this is all going. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Well, just start at the beginning and just tell us.
Yeah, so the video you're playing there on the screen, that was footage from my second arrest. So the first one happened after I had spoken out in my school about female students who had addressed me and were quite concerned and disturbed by males who were using their washrooms. This was a topic that as a young Christian man I felt an obligation to speak out about, so I did. And I was suspended twice, excluded from my high school twice, and then eventually arrested and removed from the school. This all, I've now been charged for trespassing at my school, and I was then arrested a second time on 2 days later in Ottawa at a protest I had organized outside of the National Arts Center in Ottawa against a drag queen story hour.
And let's be clear, they're arresting people for protesting corporately funded drag queen pedo hours, and they're, I mean, Canada is a tyranny. This is incredible.
Yeah, so at that National Arts Center, I actually got to go inside and see it was completely inappropriate what was happening, but we communicated with police liaison. They agreed that we could be able to have a sidewalk for the protest that day. And after I was assaulted by counter-protesters, the police dragged me out, threw me onto the street, and they ended up arresting myself and my brother for continuing to quote scripture and give the gospel over a megaphone. And that's the footage you're seeing from the second arrest there.
What are the enabling laws? I know Trudeau is still using for the trucker protest a national emergency. It was supposed to only be in the capital there, but now that's ongoing. What powers, what authoritarian totalitarian powers are they claiming to arrest you for reading scripture?
Yeah, so they actually, the first arrest, which was the most significant one, they claimed it was trespassing. I was at my own high school, and they told me I was being excluded for what I had expressed. I got in contact with Liberty Coalition Canada. They're funding my lawsuit, and I informed them that I would be attending school, and I would continue to adhere to my Christian beliefs. And in response to that, the school informed me that I was excluded. I felt this was unlawful and discriminatory, so I decided to attend the school. And within a few minutes, I was arrested and put in the back of the cruiser and driven away.
And I know you say that's the most substantive charge, but for me, you protesting outside an arts center where little children are brought in to watch men dress around half naked, I mean, to me, that's the big one. I know the charges aren't as long a prison sentence, but to me, that is like you're not even at the school. You're protesting an event. You're not allowed to protest in Canada?
Yeah, apparently not. We've seen that at the trucker convoy and any protests really since then. They don't take too kindly to our freedom of assembly.
So the leftists can wave their flags and want access to children sexually and pushing, mutilating them. They're all allowed to protest and yell and scream, but you're not allowed to.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Because it's one thing when a totalitarian country bans all protests, but when they selectively do it, that's the highest level of suppression of speech.
Yeah. So now you can go to Liberty Coalition of Canada website, and you'll be able to find a petition you can sign to vocalize your support for me. And hopefully we're going to be using that in a fairly substantial announcement that's coming up.
And, okay, so folks will find that at on Twitter at @officialjosh_A, or give us the URL again for folks to sign the petition. We'll come back and talk about taking action and fighting this, because you're now fighting this, and we'll discuss that.
Sure, yeah. So for the petition, it's libertycoalitioncanada.com, and then for my personal website, it's savecanada.army. And then you get, like you said, my Twitter handles at @officialjosh_A.
Well, Josh, you've got a great bearing, and I bet your parents are proud of you. You give me hope for the future, my friend.
Thank you.
Well, we got another segment, a couple more coming up if you got time, but just what else do you want to add to the viewers?
Yeah, I mean, it's time for us to stand up I'm an American citizen as well, so I know there's issues going on in the States that are very similar to this, and it's obviously not just Canada. I've started my or I'm now running my own organization called Save Canada here, and got a bunch of young people that have my back, and we're together trying to make as much change as we can. So one step you can take is go sign our petition. That's going to help us a lot. It's time for not just the adults, but it's time for our youth to stand up and do something. Our beliefs, our freedom of expression, our freedom of religion, our freedom of assembly, everything is under attack. The woke mob is stronger than it's ever been, and the more we resist, the faster we get out of this. And I know a lot of young people think their voices aren't powerful, but they wouldn't be arresting me and trying to silence me if my voice wasn't powerful, and I'm just another high school student. So,
and you are the blood of victory here. I don't mean that to butter you up. It's true. You're not taking this and backing down. You're building an organization. You're standing up. You're using their attacks as an example to build energy and be a leader. This is victory. When the left bullies and intimidates and attack, we don't roll over and die. We fight back. We get stronger. They get weaker. Stay right there. Man, this guy's got me.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight! rate.
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guest connection just dropped as we came back live, Josh Alexander. But wow, what a story, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely insane. This is the tyranny of the left. We're trying to pass similar laws here. Hell, California did pass a law that if you misgender somebody, you see a big old fat dude with a beard, you say, hello, sir, at the cash register. That's some of the cases they have. And then you get arrested. I mean, this is mind control. This is an attack on language. This is them making you submit to every one of their whims. Let's play a clip of the Toronto Star as a TV program talking about this. Here it is.
On a normal Thursday morning in February, Josh Alexander would be getting ready for school. But not today.
Yeah, no, I'm getting ready for Tucker Carlson.
But there is a way for Josh Alexander to get back into class. But it's something he's not prepared to do.
I would have to basically agree to a multitude of conditions that are contrary to my religious beliefs. Would basically have to recognize that anybody can identify as a Christian, that anybody else must identify them or address them in that manner. And I'm also thought I wouldn't be allowed near any trans students. I wouldn't be allowed to speak to them. I wouldn't be allowed to be in my classes. Yeah, there's not really a way for me to go back.
In the classroom, Josh Alexander feels that he's talking about the overall issue and not the individuals. As a born-again Christian and as somebody with freedoms in a country that has freedoms, Josh Alexander has some very strong views on this subject, but they're views that many people don't want to hear.
Everything first erupted in a class debate, and that's that you basically have it, that's what I said. And then it went beyond that over time, where it got to teachers like encouraging and defending male breastfeeding and stuff, and I openly called that pedophilia. And that was another allegation against me, but the main one is that I said there's two genders and there's trans students in the class that consider that bullying.
This teacher in Oakville wearing the prosthetic. Oh, yeah. What are your thoughts on that? That teacher's allowed to teach and was in yesterday, and you're not allowed to go to school.
Yeah, there's actually several names going around right now on the internet showing me getting arrested, and then it shows the Oakville teacher standing there, and it. They're allowed in the school, and I'm not. It's pretty ridiculous. They're allowed to have an influential role, and I'm not allowed to go there just to simply get an education.
That problem's going to follow me no matter what school I go to. I've already done it.
My goal isn't to preach hate at anybody. I'm just, like you said, a student that wants to go to school, but I'm not going to compromise my religious beliefs. My issue was never with the individual trans student. In fact, I have some.
Okay, so Josh Alexander's here. He doesn't hate anybody, but he has a right to protest men being in girls' bathrooms, and that's what he is doing, and we've got him with us. So, Josh, let's go back to start how this began. You were talking about it with the local newspaper slash TV program there, but describe your thought crime here and then how they extended to you protesting outside of drag queen pedo time and arrested you again. So how did this start?
Yeah, so I was always in the public board. I was homeschooled for my elementary years, and then in high school I was at the public board. And I was actually became fairly well known for organizing student walkouts in solidarity with the Freedom Convoy. Myself and my organization, Save Canada, did that, and it spread all across Canada. But after that, I was suspended so many times, I just decided to switch to the Catholic board. And about a month into my time there, I was informed by concerned female students, and I decided to take it to the administrators and inform them that there are, in fact, female students that are concerned that male students are using their washrooms. So I just continued bringing it up to the principal, and they still ignored me. I even brought a female student with me, and they continued to just ignore it, and they didn't pay me any attention. So at that point, I decided to organize a protest outside my high school, and 2 days leading up to the protest, they suspended me indefinitely and said it was because of bullying or something. Yeah, they brought up fake allegations of bullying, and most of it was just for saying that there's only two genders and then backing it with my religious beliefs and just basic biology. But yeah, that's where they wanted to punish me first, and I served that suspension. I got in contact with Liberty Coalition, started suing my school, and then they just excluded me. I returned regardless of the exclusion because it was unlawful, and at that point they gave me a trespassing notice. I waited till the trespassing notice ended, and then I returned to school again with just an exclusion, and at that point that's when they arrested me.
Well, that's all very interesting, and they use the trespassing thing as a clause, but for me, crossing the Rubicon here, Josh Alexander, is the drag queen pedo event that you protested being arrested there. Talk about that, and then I know you're appealing to a body in the government. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I was informed that there was a National Arts Center was going to be holding a drag queen story time. So I decided to throw together a poster with my crew, and we set up, we communicated with police liaison. They said we could be there. It was all good. We had an open line of communication, and it was all going fairly smoothly until we were met by a massive group of counter-protesters. They were physically pushed us away from the doors of the building where we on the sidewalk where we've been protesting, and eventually assaulted me when I started giving the gospel through my megaphone. And they took my hat off, threw it on the ground, stomped it out. They assaulted all of us, hit us, pinned me up against the wall. They did everything they could until police finally came in and they dragged us out rather than the people that were assaulting us. And they threw us into traffic. And then when we tried to get back on the sidewalk, they threw us into traffic again and then arrested my brother for being in traffic. So at that point, I tried to return to my group of protesters, and I was told by the police if I didn't stop giving the gospel on my megaphone, I would be arrested for disruption, which isn't even a real charge. But I was quoting John 3:16 in my megaphone, and they arrested me and put me in cuffs and held me in the cruiser for about 2 hours and then charged me with trespassing.
Wow, for being on a city street.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And again, this is the banning of the gospel. It's been going on for a long time in Canada. Not just in communist China. Let's come back and talk about your worldview with Josh Alexander for one more segment. You can follow him on Twitter at official_Josh_A. And we'll also put on screen where you can sign the petition. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So Josh Alexander, Canada was known as this open, free, fun country. Now you get Trudeau. He follows the whole globalist agenda. He says he wants to censor people. What's happening in your country?
Yeah, it's chaotic. Like I was mentioning earlier, I was quite involved with the Freedom Convoy and the student aspect of that. I saw firsthand the violence that the state will take to subdue civil disobedience, and it's crazy how Canada, which is a country that supposedly recognizes the supremacy of God and recognizes our fundamental freedom of religion. Like just yesterday, I was arrested in the shadow of the War Memorial. The a monument to those who have died and sacrificed for the freedoms that we enjoy in this country. And there I am. My dad was a veteran as well. And I'm being arrested right in front of it for street preaching. And
So you just got arrested again. I mean, wow.
Well, no, that's where the National Arts Center was. Same arrest.
Wow.
Yeah.
So who is Trudeau? I mean, he says, I want to be a dictator. I want to follow the WEF. What do Canadians think of him?
He's a puppet. I mean, Canada's fallen. It's on a drastic decline because of not just Trudeau. Everybody points at Trudeau. He's terrible. I agree. But you got to look at our provincial and even our municipal government and just the self-censoring of the Canadian people. They're terrified. They're afraid to speak up, and it's going to cost them. People are going to regret it. So,
well, that was my next question. What happened to Canada? Because Klaus Schwab says it's the best example of a WEF UN takeover. Total Agenda 21, 2030, all the different leftist ideologies to be implemented, police arresting people everywhere for even peacefully protesting. How do they get the cops and their unions to be so evil?
Yeah, well, you say, like everybody, the stereotypical Canadian's just a polite, he's just a polite guy. But the problem is we allow ourselves to be manipulated and used without any resistance by our government. And it's gone too far. And now we're at a point where anybody who speaks out is being censored and arrested and charged. There's still pastors fighting charges for simply opening their churches during the pandemic. And it's time that we come together as a nation and resist this. Far too many people are divided over, like even in the church, over denomination and all these small issues when really there's a much larger issue at hand. And so I hope that maybe my voice may be heard and people could go and support my petition and stay tuned for our future updates, which are going to involve both America and Canada together against this globalist takeover.
Well, as you know, she's covered your case. Tucker Carlson said, if we're going to invade countries and liberate them, why not invade Canada? It was tongue-in-cheek, but, I mean, really, Canada is in the throes of tyranny because of the parliamentary system. Trudeau is able to have a minority of the votes, like 30%, but stay in power.
Yeah, and it's weird when you look at the electoral map, you just see it's blue all across the map for conservatives, but then when you get to Toronto and Eastern Ontario, where the majority of the city population is, it's just completely red. So he's basically running, he's forgotten about the rural communities and the farmers and the people that keep this country running. He's just catering to the large population.
Well, he hasn't just forgotten about him. He's trying to ban cows and milk farming and all the rest of it. I mean, this is a takeover with police horses running over men, women, and children. In the 5 minutes we have left, you have the floor. What else do you want viewers and listeners to know about the situation in Canada? Because we say, oh, that's Canada, but it's the same globalist running that agenda.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm an American citizen, too, and I can see America is not standing up in the way it should be. America is supposed to be the land of the free, home of the brave. I'm a avid American patriot, but I'm disappointed to see that when Canada, the country that I can see how weak the average person in Canada is, they refuse to stand up. And even we held the Freedom Convoy that influenced the entire world to resist. And I don't know why America, when they were facing the same restrictions, didn't do so. So I'm calling on both nations to stand up and wake up to what's going on, because it's going to be too late.
Talk about your family. I would imagine they're proud of you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they, like I said, my dad's a veteran, so he's disappointed as well to see the freedom of expression and freedom of religion going down the tubes here, but they're just letting me work things out with my lawyer, and I'm going to continue to fight it.
How do the police behave when they take you to the police station? Are they proud of themselves?
So I've never been taken to the station. They in Ottawa there, they didn't really have a charge against me other than trespassing, so they just ended up releasing me and told me not to go back and serve me some papers. And at school, they put me in the back of the cruiser and ended up driving me away and releasing me to my brother with charges. So I've never actually been to the station.
Wow. How do you
However,
think...
they did...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, however, they did steal $600 worth of my camera equipment there. They took it off me, showed it in the video there, and they never gave it back. They're still refusing to give it back.
Wow.
They obviously have something to hide.
So they never gave your camera back?
No.
How do they get compliant people like this to commit? I mean, everybody knows in North Korea this is wrong, in China this is wrong, you know, in Cuba this is wrong. How do these cops, I mean, I've seen the Canadian police all over the place really act horribly. Who the hell are these people?
Yeah, I mean, they've just manipulated them with indoctrination. They truly believe that I am hateful and a threat to the majority of society, I suppose. Like my,
because
my
multinational corporate-funded drag queen time wants to sexualize three-year-olds, you're bad for not liking it.
Yeah, and the same with the gender dysphoria in the schools and all that. I've spoken out against that, and I've voiced my opinion on it multiple times. My issue is not with the individual transgender student. I have sympathy for them, and I think they've been wronged by society, they've been wronged by their parents, and they've been wronged by the education system. They're confused.
Yeah, they've been inducted into a cult. They're victims.
To regret it. Yeah, they're victims as well. I mean, I'm not going to condone any one of them going into the woman's washroom, but I will still speak out against it, but I still do have sympathy for them because they have been wrong. It's the majority of our society that's backed down and allowed government corruption and ideology and political confusion into the education system, and that's what we're seeing. You can look at it and look at the suicide rates in Canada amongst our youth. It's incredible, and it's saddening.
Wow. Josh Alexander, Twitter, at @OfficialJosh_A. And how do people go sign the petition? And again, just in closing, you're appealing this to the federal government in Canada. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm taking it to the Human Rights Tribunal. And my lawyer, James Kitchen from Liberty Coalition Canada, is going to help me do that.
So livepetitions.com/petition, Josh-Alexander. And that petition is calling for what?
So it's just going to be, right now it's just a way to vocalize your support for me. But for some plans we're releasing very shortly, and that's going to involve both countries. But yeah, go to libertycoalitioncanada.com and you can sign my petition.
In closing, what's the temperature of Canada? It seems like it's really awake, really upset from what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. It depends which community you go to. I'm currently in the most conservative riding in history, and I'm not receiving much support from my community. They're pretty, I would say they're ashamed to have me in the community. I mean, I get so many messages, I get threats. I can walk down the street, and I was just in Ottawa the other day, and Antifa, all dressed in black and masks, run up to me, take photos of me. And then as they're walking away, they inform me that I'm going to regret this for the rest of my life and that they're going to ruin my life. So, yeah, I wouldn't say I'm getting much of a positive response.
Wow. Well, keep fighting. You're getting a response around the world. God bless you. We will free Canada. Josh,
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We're covering all the big breaking news that's been unfolding the last few days with Emerald Robinson next hour on this live Friday edition. Then Ellen Schroyer comes up 3 p.m. Central today with the War Room. Then I'm going to come back and do 2 hours live from my new studios in my house, but also be simulcast on Infowars.com and AlexJonesLive.com. Got some big guests, breaking news, and more. I didn't know Eddie Bravo was here in town to Joe Rogan tomorrow, so I'm going to get him on tonight probably. We also got Matt Baker, who was really on fire yesterday. I want to have him on commercial free. That's all tonight, 6 p.m. Central. It's free. It's up there. It's AlexJonesLive.com. Let me hit some of the real positive news in the fight against our biology and the fight against the family and the deep state's admitted plan to overturn things. We'll do that in just a moment. But let me just say this. Usually when I say a sale is going to end, it ends around the time the sale ends. I have not ended this sale because, again, I've been so busy working and so busy on air and so busy doing interviews, and our inventory is so down, so low, but we got a lot of stuff coming in about a month, so the cavalry's here. And just a couple months ago, we had gotten back into the red, but it wasn't an insurmountable amount. It was a couple $100,000 a month we were behind. That's the bandwidth cost, by the way, of Mandop Video. It was 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 million views a day. That costs money. Cybersecurity, the crew, legal, all of it. But the good news is that our deficits are not that big. In the last month and a half, 2 months, listeners have really come through and put us into the black in the months we're in. But we're trying to gain money back for the months we lost. And I had savings, personally, of $2 million as emergency backup. I put 100% in. And then we had over $7 million of Bitcoin that we put in last year, because we hadn't ordered enough product and supply chain breakdowns. We were $10 million behind. God literally found the number, and somebody, we don't know who, gave it to us. So the good news is we don't have obstacles we can't overcome. But it's really up to you. Plus, we have great products you need. So I've got to today, and I'm coming in tomorrow, cut some new ads, talk about some of the products we're still going to have in stock. But we did our big sale, and so much of this stuff is almost sold out. Supermel Vitality, Vasobeat Complete, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, and Physi Magnesium came in, but we got small orders because of the bankruptcy. We can only make small orders. So that's all back in stock. They're all incredible products, 25% off. Everything else is very close to selling out. Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off. Down Out Sleep Aid, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Super Female Vitality, 50% off. Vitamin D3 Gummies with Calcium, 50% off. X7 Diet Force, selling out very quickly, 40% off. 1776 Testosterone Boost is incredible, 40% off. Pain MD is amazing, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, over the top important. Just take it before you go to bed, folks. You'll experience amazing dreams. 40% off, ending soon. Vitamin C, 100% from the rose hips with the zinc, the Linus Pauling double price formula, 40% off, ending soon. Whole Food Multivitamin, 40% off. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra, both incredible natural nootropics. One is fast-acting, only lasts 3 hours, which I love taking at night if I got to go to sleep, but still got work to do. The other is like 5 hours of clean, good, healthy energy. That's Brain Force Plus. That's 50% off both those. Individually by themselves, immune support, 40% off. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And after 2.5 years being sold out, because the supply chain broke down, we even upgraded it, made it better with more chaga mushroom, more high-quality bee pollen that does so much for your immune system and body, more pure turmeric with the concentrated bone broth from chickens, incredible for your joints and bones and stamina and energy and just everything else like immune system. Ultimate Bone Broth, also back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Nitric Boost, you've heard the rave reviews of our high-quality, wide-spectrum CBD oil that's so amazing for bones and joints and brain, and they've got all the studies out there with neurological disorders, and in some cases it cures people. I mean, it's just incredible. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. But get the CBD oil because the 1,000 milligram, the 25 milligram, the 10 milligram are all back in stock. They're fresh. They're ready to go. Full spectrum CBD oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. So dovetailing with the guest we just had on, Josh Alexander, who's an amazing 16-year-old man, and I'm so proud of him and what he's doing. He makes anybody proud to know there's great youth like that out there. But everything you see happening in the different parts of the world is targeted here. It's the same globalist cult. And they want to end the family. They want to destabilize civilization. They want to scramble everything. But how does a 16-year-old or a 10-year-old make a decision if they're a girl, they're a boy, when they're really a boy or girl? How do they make a decision to have their breasts cut off or their penis cut off or their ovaries taken out? This is just sterilization made cool. Well, they can't. They can't join the military. They can't buy alcohol. They can't do any of that. They can't gamble. They can't do any of these things these vices adults can do. But the government can form a relationship with them with psychologists and convince them outside of parental control to have their body parts cut off. This video is on InfoWars.com. I hope everybody shares it. Watch. Activist confronts Tennessee Democrat at hearing on sexual mutilation of children. Conservative activist Matt Walsh, who's made a great film, does great work, spoke at a Tennessee legislative hearing objecting to children being provided transgender medications and medical procedures, some as young as 7. And he just made a great point. Here it is.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh. I found it interesting. One of our people testified today that they had their gender affirming surgery at 16. And I know you in former comments mentioned this on your blog. At about 16, you're an adult who's mature and can make decisions. You're that at 16. I don't care what anybody says, even going so far as to say, you know, 16 people, when you're 16, you should be married and could be pregnant or should be pregnant. So I'm curious if 16 is, an adult, in your view, why does this bill have the minor defined as 18?
That's a hit piece you took from Media Matters, from something when I was a radio host 13, 14 years ago, in my early 20s. It's also not an accurate reflection of what I actually said. I was talking about the fact that people tended to marry young historically, and that's all that that was about. How does that relate to this subject?
Just curious of your definition of if you feel like people are adults at 16 should...
Well, people are adults at 18, but actually your brain is not fully developed until you're 25. So we should be having a conversation about whether we should even be doing these surgeries to people at 18. But certainly before 18, it's absurd. I mean, do you think that a 16-year-old can meaningfully consent to having their body parts removed? Do you? No?
We do not. Yeah, we ask the questions. It's not. It's, okay. Representative Hemmer, you are recognized.
This is a game the left plays. What I've said on air for 20 years plus, when I got the courage up to admit what I'd done, that I had funded when I was younger, and I believe the lies that it wasn't a human yet and all the rest of it, I repented of it, and I was wrong, that I financed some abortions with girlfriends, and that God touched my heart, and I repented of it, and I'm still guilty of it, but God has reprieved me in the blood of Jesus. And they always write articles. There's been hundreds of them that I've seen, probably more that I didn't see. Jones is a hypocrite. He paid for abortions, but now he's against them. No. Just because somebody made some comments that they now disagree with 15 years later, you're allowed to change your opinion. So the left's like, why would he make this statement in front of his right-wing audience that he killed his children? How does that make them like him when they're against abortion? No, they're Christians. They've done things wrong, too. They understand, like King David, changing your heart and repenting and being sad for what you've done. And I've told those stories because I want women to know that have been part of this and men that have supported it who feel guilty. Instead of hardening your heart and supporting it, admit you're wrong and get on your knees to God and be cleansed of this. Because there is an afterlife. There is interdimensional entities. We are eternal. You will be with your children that you killed as long as you go to the right side. And they will forgive you. This is real. And I would die in an instant for my children right now. I cannot believe that I ever got tricked and fooled into that by the system. And I'm angry about it. So I'm admitting I've been wrong. I'm admitting I'm sorry. I'm saying I want to do better. I seek your face, God. I repent. I want to be cleansed. I want to be sanctified. I don't want to be like this. And the left laughs and goes, ah, he had abortions, and he's a hypocrite. No, you're hypocrites. The idea that somebody, like a murderer in prison, can't get reformed and say it was wrong what they did. The idea that you can't reform is a leftist, satanic lie. I don't care what you've done, how horrible it is. If you can still repent and you still feel the Holy Spirit and you still want to be good, just like on the cross with Christ and the thief and the murderer, you will be sanctified.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.